Hello out there in Radio Land. It's time once more for another exciting installment of the Papa Prell Show. I'm your host, the Papa Prell, super celebrity talk show host. You know, tonight, I'm going to attempt to answer that question that so many fans ask me. Papa, they says, how did you become a super celebrity talk show host? Well, folks, it wasn't easy. In fact, it was damn hard. And yet I remember it, oh so fondly. Why, it seems like just yesterday that I came to this great station, ringing that doorbell of opportunity.
Who is it?
Mr. Prell, looking for a kazoo?
Oh, just a moment. I've been waiting for you.
Hello, I'm Simon Schuster, the station lawyer.
Nice to meet you, Simon, Papa Prell. I had some car problems coming across the desert there, but at last, here I am in the flesh. So, where's this great station you told me so much about?
Well, you're standing in it now.
What, this is a station? I thought it was underground maintenance department.
No, although we certainly could use a little maintenance here and there.
And there, and there, and over there, too.
But it's good that it's underground, especially during the earthquakes.
Earthquakes? What earthquakes?
Well, this is the San Francisco area. We get a tremor every now and then.
How big a tremor?
Well, it's rarely worse than 7 points on the Richter scale.
7 points? And I'm risking my life for a lousy $200 a week?
Do you think it should be more?
Well, as a matter of fact, I do, at least twice that.
Well, very well. We'll make it $400 a week, then. I have your contract right here.
Well, gee, Simon, you're all right guy after all. You know, when I first came in here, I kind of figured you as a slime ball and a crook, but I can see now I was wrong.
Well, I'm touched. Just initial the contract change, and you can pay me either in cash or check.
Oh, please, I'd prefer cash if you... me pay you!
Why, certainly you didn't honestly expect us to give you prime period exposure without some sort of compensation. There are talk show hosts that would give their eye teeth to be at this station.
I ought to knock out your eye teeth for dragging me all the way here on false pretenses.
Now, let's not get violent. Oddjob hates violence.
What the hell is that?
His name's Oddjob. He's big, isn't he?
I'll say he is. He looks like a pro wrestler on steroids. Tell him to stop breathing in my face.
You better get used to it. He's your bodyguard from here on out.
Bodyguard? What the hell do I need a bodyguard for? My fans love me.
Was that really your show you sent me on that demo tape?
Of course it was. One of my best.
Well, then believe me, you'll need a bodyguard. Besides, it'll only cost you $600 a month.
Cost me? What the hell are you trying to pull? I drove all the way from Texas to get a job that pays me, not pay for some odd job. My contract says you owe me $200 per week.
Now, it doesn't say that. It says $200 will be paid per week, but it doesn't say we pay you. On the contrary, it specifically states the talentor, that's us, will receive compensation from the talentee, that's you.
Talentor, talentee, what's the difference?
Well, one owns the radio station, the other owns nothing.
Radio station? You told me I was going to be on TV.
I didn't say that. You said that. I said our signal was also broadcast on TV cable. We're on the music band of the local cable company.
You mean I don't get fame or fortune? What the hell am I doing here?
Well, right now you're making an idiot of yourself.
Why, you little pipsqueak, I'll show you who the idiot is.
Oh, you forgot Oddjob.
So I did. Oddjob, you're hired. Now for your first Oddjob, crash, kill, destroy.
I told you he was big. Now, if you just initial the new contract rate, Oddjob will release you and I can get back to work. Careful with the pen. Don't jab yourself. Good. Thank you. Better set him down, Oddjob. He's turning blue.
You saved my life, but how am I going to live? No income, no place to stay.
Oh, you need an apartment. What luck. I have a place with very low overhead.
Low? How low?
Low enough. Trust me. Oddjob, drive Mr. Prell to his new chateau.
This rat hole is my home? You can't even stand up in here. This must be some mistake. The light won't even come on. I'm calling that cook right now. Is the phone working? Good, at least something is. I'm gonna have a word with that fella. Who the hell does he think he's fooling? What? This is the payphone. I don't believe it. Give me a dime. Oh, don't pull your pockets inside out. That's the oldest trick in the book. Some chauffeur you are holding out on your own employer. Wait a minute. Isn't that a money belt you're wearing? Yeah, forget it. If you're too cheap to loan your own boss a dime, then I'll have to use my only quarter. Wait a second, I didn't get any change. This one-armed bandit cost a quarter a shot. What sort of operation are they running here?
Hello?
Hello, I want to speak to the station lawyer.
I'll see if he's in. Who may I say is calling?
Prell, Papa Prell. I was just there.
Oh, hello, Papa. It's me, Simon.
Oh, it's you. Well, listen, Shyster.
Shyster. Simon Schuster.
Whatever. I'm here at the address you gave me, but all I see is a midget-sized broom closet. Did you give our job the right address?
What phone are you calling from?
It's a payphone, actually. The number is...
That's the place.
What? This is my chateau? It looks more like a shanty. It's nothing but an empty storage box.
Well, if you want a fully furnished apartment, I'll have to charge more.
Are you serious? You mean to tell me you consider this a safe place to live?
I'm not saying it's a safe place to live. I'm saying it's a cheap place to live.
$450 a month is not cheap.
Compared to other apartments around here, it's a steal.
Yeah, I noticed. Some kids were picking the lock even as we arrived.
The utilities are practically nothing.
And that's another thing. There's no wall outlets.
Like I said, no electric bill. Talk about low overhead.
Yeah, let's talk about that. 5-foot ceiling is ridiculous. What am I supposed to do, cut off my legs?
Of course not. I just put in new carpet.
That's carpet? I thought it was a drop cloth.
Please deposit another 25 cents.
What? Another 25 cents? You mean I have to call long distance every time I want to call the station? It's only 10 miles away. Now I know why they call this place the Golden State. That's what it costs to live here. Hey, Shyster, call me back.
My name is Schuster. I can't hear what you're saying anymore. We've been cut off. But I assume everything else is fine, so unless there's any emergencies...
What? What is this? He disconnected my call. I can't believe this place. Oh, good. He's calling back. Well, don't just stand there. Answer the phone. What do you think chauffeurs do anyway?
Oh, I'm sorry. I must have the wrong number. I'm trying to reach the Prowl Chateau. Oh, it is? Well, may I speak to him, please?
Oh, come on. Stop hogging the phone. Hello, Shyster. It's me again.
Hello, Papa. It's Rosa.
Rosa? How'd you get this number?
I called the station and spoke to your lawyer. I discovered you not only have a new unlisted number, but a new butler, too. You listen to me, Mr. Prell. If you think you're going to be able to wheedle out of the money you owe me with some hotshot lawyer declaring bankruptcy, you got another thing coming. I happen to know about your hidden chateau and enough about your seedy past to put you behind bars for the rest of your natural life.
I have to go through this every week, folks.
It reminds me of a case that I read back in the New York Law Journal.
Rosa, calm down. They work for the station. It's not what it looks like at all. If you come over, you'll see.
He gave me an address, but he must have lied. There's nothing at that place except a mini warehouse storage place.
Yeah, he lied all right, but not about the address. That woman's trying to bamboozle me into renting a storage bin.
Okay, I'll be right over.
Oh, jeez, that was Rosa, my other indentured servant. Only she's not so indentured anymore, not unless you count her teeth. The fact is, I owe her poker money. But don't bring that up. When she gets here, she does enough of that without being reminded.
Hello.
Oh, Rosa, how'd you get over here so fast?
I called from the 7-Eleven across the street. He let me charge the call and these groceries to your bill.
My bill? Why didn't you start your own bill?
Are you kidding? With all the money you owe me? I swear, if I had one dime for every dollar you owed me, I'd be rich. And you expect me to loan you more? Ha!
See, I told you our job is only a matter of time. Hey, listen, I'm starving. Get me some food, will you?
All I got is frozen TV dinners. I'm not going to cook anything more. Not until I'm paid.
Fine, let's pop one in the oven. I can eat a horse.
Where's the oven? For that matter, where's the fridge? Or the kitchen?
Well, there's got to be a hot plate around here or something.
What a dump! Don't tell me you're paying money for this place. You can't even stand up straight without hitting your head.
Oh, yes, I can. My head.
And who are you? Our job, huh? Well, working for him always is.
You mean you can actually understand that guy?
Sure. In fact, he has a cute accident.
You mean accident. Accidental. Accident-tit.
How does a nice butler like you get involved with a terrible employer like you-know-who? Oh, bodyguard, huh? Figures. If he's half as popular here as he was at the last station, he'll need you. That's why he moved out here in the first place.
Now, you be quiet, Rosie. You know that's not true. I'm a success. All celebrities get a certain amount of hate mail.
Yeah, but you need a bomb squad to deliver yours. Did you hear what happened to his sound-alike son? It was on the national news.
Now, be quiet. Ooh, my head. You've got a lot of nerve dragging in my deceased son into this, Rosa. Alan was killed by communists, who in their efforts to destroy the patriots of this great nation, naturally selected him as their prime target. Yes, those soldiers of misfortune, who sacrificed their lives so that others could take up the flag of freedom where they left off. Yes, other brave Americans like myself, unafraid and unintimidated, placing their lives in peril every time we step behind that bulletproof glass and turn on that microphone. Yes, I speak not for myself, not even for the brainless audience, but for those great patriots that pay the ultimate price in blood. They have fallen, and it is up to me to take the helm and guide this great country through the reach. I refuse to be silent, despite the danger. I say, give me liberty of speech, or give me... Hello, Prell. Oh, wait a minute. Get on over here and answer this thing. I'm the master of the house. Chop, chop.
Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. I must have the wrong number. I'm trying to reach Prowl Chateau. You are? Well, do
don't expect to get paid. My name is Ed. I'm another one of his unpaid employees.
Give me that thing. Hello, Prell here.
Hello, Papa. It's Ed, your engineer.
Oh, Eddie. You called the station and got my number?
No, I went to the station, and boy, oh boy, what a dump. I thought you said we were moving up to TV.
It's a bit of a misunderstanding. It's just the audio portion that goes on TV.
Oh, I get it. They're afraid your picture is too obscene.
Don't be stupid. They broadcast the audio signal to the company so you can get it on cable TV and radio.
Oh, so you're going to be the audio portion to some Playboy channel.
No, the Playboy channel isn't on. I mean, it is on, but not on me. I mean, I'm not on it. I'm on the other channel, cable, frequency. Oh, forget it. Why did you call?
Oh, well, I'm down here at the station looking for the studio, and some fellow told me you were living in it.
Why, that's shyster. He meant studio apartment.
Oh, so you got all the studio gear at your apartment.
No, I don't even have a chair. Listen, you stay put and I'll be right over. This whole thing has gone too far. Goodbye. Traffic out here stinks. How can you stand to drive in this mess? whatever you say. I just had to get out of that hole in the wall, you know, especially after Rosa started in on her squawking. She's beginning to remind me of my old wife, God rest her soul. Yes, her death was a blessing in disguise, even though the police weren't so easily convinced. But they haven't got anything on me. My nose is clean. At least it is now. Hey, is that a junk in the box up there? Why don't we pull in there and get some chow? I'm starving. that's better. And I'll just drive on over by the menu. I want to see what the prices are. You'll have to roll down your window to order, you know?
Hello, may I help you? Would you like cheese with that? Any ranch-style dressing with that? Yes, sir, and would you enjoy something to drink? And something for dessert? Anything else, sir?
I can't believe this is happening.
Thank you, sir. That's 3 double cheeseburgers with an order of fries, ranch dressing, a medium Coke, a caramel sundae, and extra napkins. That total is $3.98. Is there anything else?
Yes, ma'am. I just noticed that the regular burgers were less than twice the price of the double burgers. So could you please order 2 regular burgers for me, but put them together with the same bun, you know? So since that saves you some bread, perhaps it'll save me some bread also. Give me a little bit of a refund there, perhaps?
Would you like cheese with that, sir?
No, please. No cheese, no extra anything on it. No ranch dressing, no drink, no dessert, no extra napkins, and no extra charges, please.
All right, that's 2 single burgers with no cheese, no tomatoes, no lettuce, no onions, no ketchup, and no mustard. Mm-hmm. That'll be $3.99.
All right, well, $3.99? That's the same amount of his order, wasn't it?
No, sir. The other order was $3.98.
What do you mean? Mine cost more for less?
We're having a special on triple-double burgers with fries, drink, and dessert.
Well, make mine whatever he had.
I'm sorry, we just ran out of those specials, sir.
Well, what do you mean you ran out of specials? You're out of burgers? A burger place is out of burgers?
No, sir, we're out of fries.
Oh, shut up, I was here first.
I beg your pardon, sir?
Not you, the other moron behind me. Well, skip the fries then and give me the rest of the special.
I'm sorry, sir, we can't do that, sir. It's a package deal, sir.
That's ridiculous.
Would you like me to get the supervisor, sir?
Shove it, pal.
Pardon, sir?
Not you, the supervisor. I mean, not the supervisor. I mean, yes, the supervisor. Give me the supervisor.
I'm sorry, sir. The supervisor is not in right now.
Then why did you say that the... Oh, shut up. All right, already. Just forget my order. I don't want anything. All right, let's just drive through the window and get out of here. Yes, drive through the drive-thru. Don't you understand English? No. Stop. Don't stop. That bozo engineer better still be here.
Who is it?
At Papa Prell.
I'm sorry he hasn't arrived yet. He said he'd be here, but he's real unreliable.
What do you mean unreliable? It's Papa Prell.
No, I'm not Papa Prell. I'm Ed, the engineer.
I know that. Let me in.
I can't. Not until you identify yourself.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Oh, odd job. Oh, just a minute, please.
Oh, I thought you were supposed to be with... Oh, there you are. Hey, Papa, someone was just looking for you. What took you so long?
Well, we had a little accident. Accidented.
What? Oh, an accident. Where did it happen?
The stupid junk in the box.
Oh, wow. They're having a $3.98 special on triple-double cheeseburgers with fries, drink, and dessert.
Yeah. I know all about it. I still can't believe the policeman gave me the tickets when our job was the driver.
You called the policeman a bad name for giving you a ticket?
I didn't call him anything. I just thought it, that's all. And he gave me another ticket, even though he told me it was legal.
He told you what was legal?
Well, I asked him if it was against the law for me to call him an idiot, and he said it was, so I didn't.
And he gave you another ticket for that?
No, I asked him if it was against the law for me to think he was an idiot. And he said I could think whatever the hell I wanted, so I said, "Officer, I think you're a blithering idiot!"
And then he gave you the other ticket.
Yeah, I still can't figure it out. Maybe it was legal for me to think him an idiot, but not a blithering idiot.
Well, that's censorship for you.
They never go after the real criminals, let me tell you. But enough of the chit-chat. What's this I hear about no production gear?
Well, they've got a playback machine, but nothing to record on. That means you'd have to do your show live, and you know what happens then.
No, I don't know what happens. I do the best live shows in the business.
I agree with the first part. You don't know what happens.
Where's Shyster? I want to talk to that little snake in the grass right now.
He took off. He said he didn't want to be around when you went on the air, just in case you know what happens.
What?
Well, I guess you still don't know what happens.
Oh, knock it off, will you? And get to the point. He's going to be gone an entire week?
No, just tonight, after you go on.
What are you talking about? I'm supposed to have a week to prepare.
Last week was your preparation week, only you didn't prepare for this week, so it'll probably be your week.
I go on tonight? No, don't get excited. I still have a good, what time is it? 2 hours before I go on.
Correction, no hours before you're on. You forgot about the difference in time zones.
Whoa, I'm on right now? They didn't tell me that. They didn't tell me anything.
Nobody can tell you anything.
Well, don't just stand there. Let's get set up.
Well, I would if I could, but I can't.
But why not?
Because I'm talking to you.
Well, don't talk to me.
Whatever you say. So odd job. How does a nice butler like you get involved with a terrible employer like you-know-who?
Don't talk to him either. Get to work.
Would you please tell him that he told me I can't talk to him?
I heard him the first time. Now you go tell him to either get to work or get new work.
I am working, but I gotta wait until the DJ is off the air to go in and figure things out.
You mean you don't know how the equipment works yet?
Well, I know how the equipment works. I just don't know how to work the equipment. You see, the microphone breaks down the signal into an electrical impulse, which is then transported via conductive wire to an amplifier, and then the thing goes...
The red light just went off. I'll go double park the car, Ed, and I gotta do my show. See you later. Shake the leg, will ya? Now let me get the damn door. Hello, I'm Crowley. Belong on the air right now. Hate about gin and all, but if you tell me engine how this equipment works, he can run the board. I'm on the air. Nice meeting you. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Okay, so here's how the equipment works. The microphone breaks down the signal into an electrical impulse, which is then transported.
Uh-huh.
Well,
so
the microphone doesn't really break the signal down. The microphone's already broken down. But even when it wasn't broken down, it still wouldn't break the signal down. It more, like, converts it.
Yeah,
which is a rather interesting process. You see, it has a ribbon that is vibrated.
So
well,
what
not really a ribbon, more like a diaphragm. And when that diaphragm is vibrated... wait a minute, did I skip a part? My name is Dr. Pretzel.
I should have known. I'm Ed, the new guy's engineer. I know how the equipment works, but how do you work the equipment? Like, can you show me which switch is his microphone?
No switch is his microphone. His microphone is his microphone, and his switches are his switches. Unless, of course, you switch switches. And then you'd have swapped switches, but his microphone would still be his microphone. I guess you could switch a switch with his microphone, but that would be pretty difficult, trying to talk into a switch.
Yeah, now...
But it still should be pretty easy to tell the two apart, once you learn the difference between a microphone and a switch. I thought you said you knew how the equipment worked.
Well, I did, until I started listening to you. What I meant to ask was which switch turns on his microphone. Like, how do you know when he's on the air?
Oh, well, that's easy. When the red light outside the door is on, you know the microphone is on. Unless, of course, the red light is out, in which case the microphone may or may not be on. Actually, the microphone is always on. It's on the stand. But you can activate it by...
Wait a minute. Something's the matter. I don't hear anything but you guys.
Oh, that's because my microphone is working and yours isn't. But don't feel bad. My red light has just burned out and yours still operates.
Well, turn me on and hurry.
Turn him on? How do you turn him on?
I don't know, but I sure wish I knew how to turn him off.
Oh, boy. He certainly looks mad.
That's the way he always looks.
Oh, he's coming back.
I still don't hear myself.
Well, we hear you loud and clear. Well, not really loud. You're not speaking
that loud. Are you saying that I am on? I better get back and quick.
At least I heard him loud and clear, didn't you?
Well, sure, if you meant when he just came in here.
Of course I meant when he came in here. How could we hear him inside the sound booth? It's soundproofed, and his microphone isn't on.
Uh-huh, so...
Well, I guess it's on. It's on the blink. And that's about as on as it's going to get. Unless you include the fact that it's still on the stand. But I guess we could take it off the stand and
fix it. Yeah. Let's better let him talk, okay? He hates to be interrupted.
Hey, look, the phone is lighting up. I guess he does help ratings, especially when he's not on the air. Answer that, will you? I'll start the next program.
Hello, Kazoo. Our microphone is what? You mean activated, don't you?